warm bubble and then there's a cold bubble in there. Is that kind of, if you manage this week, kind of the feel it a little bit in there?
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad. It's not like the game. I know that. All right, so DeMarco did not practice today. Again, I'm holding out hope. Logan Ryan and Searcy were both ill and were not here. And Bryce, we held out for the hamstring. But I expect hopefully to get those three back tomorrow. We'll see.
So you got two cleared from concussion?
They still have to go through the one more little test today. Sometime here in the next hour or so.
Do you have to see DeMarco practice in full, or can he be limited?
He could be limited again, but he's going to have to be in pretty good. I'm not going to put him out there if he's. It's going to easy. Do I have to see him full? No, but I need to see if he can do it.
Derrick Henry, would he need to improve if he's the guy? And from what you saw last week,
I think he's going to hit some holes a little bit, try not to, again, try to bounce some things that like to hit it up in there and try to stay away from negative plays if we can.
Logan and the Norse, is there anything going around? Or just?
No, it's been going around for a couple of months. We've had a guy every week miss practice because of being sick.
How do you feel you guys have done on broken plays offensively? I know you had a good chance to Eric that bounced off of his chest on one where Marcus. How much could those spark things if you find stuff on that?
They're part of the game. They're part of keeping drives alive. Marcus's run there at the end. I mean, that was a broken and obviously made a play out of a broken play and was part of winning the game by doing that. But yeah, they can be explosive plays.
Have they shown up with any kind of regular?
Well, it doesn't feel like it after last game. I mean, it just doesn't feel like it. But yeah, they have. We've had them, but not last game.
How much of a difference to your run game can it make it just with Mariota being a threat to run the ball? If they've got to make that account, whether he does or not.
Well, I think you've seen what he's capable of doing when we do have him at. At least somewhat full strength. I mean, it is a threat. It definitely is. It levels the playing surface. It gives you hats on their hats. And, I think they saw what he's capable of doing more this past game than obviously previous games before that. So it's definitely a threat.
That interior zone read, though, I mean, you feel like there could be more chances?
We'll see. We'll definitely see.
Smith's been so good at limiting his turnovers, and is that something you hope you can
break? He's been doing that for a while. He's playing very smart with the ball. He's not trying to force throws. He's again, this offense is a little bit. It's got a little bit of the West Coast flair to it of getting the ball out of his hands into playmakers' hands and letting them make yards with it instead of trying to make it all up in the air. But he's made some good decisions. The first thing is we got to do a better job on third down down there to again continue drives and then there's been really execution's been really inconsistent down there, so we're trying to clean it up. Obviously we know we got to do it maybe with one game, but I like what we have for this week.
Like the less negative plays from Henry, what we saw on Sunday, product of anything he did, or was it just the blocking, or
Well, sometimes, I mean, again, there's a lot of bodies up there. I said that yesterday. A lot of bodies, a lot of guys. I mean, they had safeties, corners firing. I mean, they had a bunch of people up there to stop the run. And sometimes it doesn't look like there's a whole lot there. But there are other runs in that game that there didn't look like there was much, and when he did hit it, that whole pile moved, and we were making 4 or 5 yards. And I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but over time, those 4 and 5 start to make up when you hit those piles. So I think he sees that now. Again, that's experience.
You countered some of that run blitzing with the screen, which obviously was the play of the game. How much is it necessary to once in a while throw in something against all those people coming forward?
That's important. You got to keep them off balance. That's where your play action game comes into play. You've got it picked up for the most part. You just got to make plays when you call them.
The guy guy like Kelce and what he can do, how big can a guy like Jayon Brown be this week in terms of?
There'll be a couple guys that'll have their hands full with him. Again, based on who gets the assignment on the defensive call, but he is a handful to have to handle. And we got a number of guys we feel good about. I mean, I think Kevin Byard's going to have a day with him. So it's easier said than done covering this guy.
Some of your kids growing up just in time, like Ty Smith, Jalen Reed, Jayon Brown, Austin Johnson, what they've contributed here on the stretch?
Yeah, they have. We got a lot of young guys playing. I mean, we got a lot of young guys starting and making a contribution to help us get to this point. I think it's been good. Hopefully they're not taking this too big and not try to do anything more than they have to. But it's been good to see some young guys. Austin Johnson, I thought he had one of his better games last week. Need to have one from him again. But we have a number of guys that need to step up this week.
How much does that energize the veterans when you guys, whether it's Taywan hustling down on the punt or Dory and Jayon?
They're doing their job. I mean, they're seeing that they're doing their job. They're doing what they're supposed to do. Guys are relying on each other to do their job, and that's how you have each other's back. You know, you do yours. I trust your teammates doing his, and that's how big plays and that's how plays happen.
When guys have a rough day like Decker did on Sunday with drops, do you say something to encourage him, or you just a veteran guy, you just kind of chalk it up to he knows he'll figure it out?
You know, you got it. I don't think you need to say anything. I think he knows he's been in the league long enough. It's not about the previous play, it's about the next play. Again, this one's about the next game. You know, he's made a lot of plays for us and needs to do that this weekend. So, no, I didn't have to say anything to him.
Like, what have the Chiefs done to kind of wiggle their way out of that midseason rut, kind of get themselves back on track here?
Just more consistency. Again, I didn't go all the way back to, to that far back with the game, so I don't have a lot of just film work on it. I know what I've seen as of late. It's just they're playing real consistent, not making a lot of mistakes.
Your defense has forced, I think, like 12 turnovers in the four-game winning streak. Are they doing anything differently?
Or? No, it was interesting. I looked at my notes, team notes from a year ago when we played them on the 18th of December. They were 10-3, first place in the AFC, and the majority of the notes was about their turnovers and how they don't turn it over. And almost a spitting image of my what I could have said this time was the same as last time. They create a lot of turnovers. They wreak havoc defensively, and it's not any different this time around, except being a playoff game.
Did you point out previous teams that have gone from wild card to Super Bowl, you know, even this franchise, or do you just take it away?
I haven't done that, no. I haven't thought about that, no. Just more about winning this one.